Pakistan's economic landscape has been undergoing significant transformations in recent years, with both challenges and opportunities shaping its trajectory. From monetary policy adjustments to major infrastructure and resource development projects, the country's financial outlook remains dynamic. As 2025 unfolds, critical factors such as interest rate cuts, military involvement in economic decision-making, and large-scale projects like Reko-Diq and Gwadar continue to influence Pakistan's business and economic environment. This article explores the latest economic trends, their implications, and the road ahead for Pakistan. To stimulate economic growth and curb inflation, the State Bank of Pakistan, SBP, has aggressively cut its policy rate. On January 27, 2025, the central bank announced a 100 basis point reduction, bringing the key policy rate down to 12%. This marks the sixth consecutive reduction since June 2024, as inflation trends downward. In December 2024, Pakistan recorded an inflation rate of 4.1%, the lowest in over 6 years. Analysts predict that if inflation remains under control, further rate cuts could be expected in the coming months. Lower interest rates encourage borrowing and investment, potentially boosting industries such as real estate, manufacturing, and small businesses. However, economic experts caution that the effectiveness of this policy depends on complementary measures such as improved fiscal discipline, stable governance, and external funding to manage the country's debt burden. Another significant development is the increasing influence of Pakistan's military in economic affairs. The Special Investment Facilitation Council, SIFC, co-chaired by Army Chief Asim Munir, has been overseeing key sectors such as agriculture, tourism, and natural resources. While proponents argue that military involvement has reduced bureaucratic inefficiencies and attracted foreign investment, critics raise concerns about transparency, civilian oversight, and potential long-term implications for democracy. The military's role in economic decision-making is not new, but its expansion into mainstream policymaking raises questions about whether it is a sustainable model for long-term economic stability. The success of this approach will largely depend on whether military-led initiatives can deliver tangible economic benefits while maintaining a balance with civilian governance structures. Gwadar, a key component of the China-Pakistan Economic Corridor, CPEC, was envisioned as a transformative project that would turn Pakistan into a regional trade hub. The city's strategic location and deep seaport were expected to attract significant foreign direct investment and enhance Pakistan's connectivity with global markets. However, Gwadar's progress has been hampered by security concerns, local unrest, and governance challenges.